Hey everybody, it's season 6, episode 6, Trios of Horror 5, great episode, thrown over to Nick.
And guess what, homie? There's a new place at the mall. It puts your picture on a t-shirt. I got $2 off because mine got smeared.
Homer, we have a perfectly good bookcase.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing on campus. Besides, it isn't costing us. I swiped the cinder blocks from a construction site.
Sir, 6 cinder blocks are missing.
There'll be no hospital then. I'll tell the children.
How me?
Yeah, I always love people's impression of March. It doesn't really matter. Everyone knows what it is. It's just always funny.
Homie this, homie that.
Every time I do it, though, I sound like Greg Proops from Whose Line. I can't really get it. I only did it because I feel now how Marge looks in this. Remember, she's got a cold in that scene.
Yes.
But she's holding up. Everyone knows that scene. You can picture her right now holding up the shirt with her giant face on it that got smeared. And that's kind of, I got a little bit of a cold right
What's
now.
More so iconic, I figured that one. Homie or like her muttering to herself.
The nagging.
Yeah.
I think the nagging. I think just because we hear it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like different levels of Marge's nagging too.
True.
Yeah, there's like slightly peeved to, oh, Homer, I'm going to kill you type of nagging.
Or is it a vacuum? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like we see in the same episode, Last Temptation of Homer.
I always love that gag. Anyways.
Yeah, classic. Man, we got classic here, though. Trios of Horror 5.
Oh, my gosh. What an episode. Yeah.
Just before we started recording, you talked about it. Like you were saying pound for pound for the stories involved here, the three stories. This might be the best, the most solid treehouse, right?
Yeah, I think at the end of the episode, we should choose not only our favorite gag, but our favorite treehouse episode within the here.
Oh,
which of the three is our favorites?
Let's do that from now on. Yeah, we haven't done that yet, but that's a good idea. Let's do that. Because I think we're going to have different ones here. I think we're going to have different ones here. Let's give a quick shout out, though, to a couple of listeners, though. Like, one of the reasons... The main reason why we do this is just because we love the show. We like talking about it. If we can entertain you in any way, then we've done our job. This goes out to The Real Edmundo, gave us a message. Another friend from across the pond in Manchester, England, sent us a message saying he's catching up. He's in season 4 right now. He just started listening. He says he's even in the process of writing a song for us, which would be very kind. You don't have to do that, man, but that's very kind of you.
All of Sussex.
Yes. Indeed. Yes, indeed. We can a nice old chimney sweep song. And he says, you know, listening to the show helps me deal with, you know, the tiredness and stress of dealing with going through a parenthood and dealing with a 1-year-old son. Thanks a lot. Much love from Manchester. Hey, I get it. My little one's right now. She's 9.5 months. She didn't really nap too well this afternoon. She's just getting up as we're recording this now. Hey, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. So that helps in any sort of way to de-stress and listen to two weirdos talking about The Simpsons. I'm glad you're listening. Mm-hmm. I know he also likes your suave narration.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Edmundo.
See. Okay. That was. He sounds like what's his name? The priest dude from King of the Hill. So
yes.
Edmundo, if you want to put this as your voicemail for your cell phone
or your alarm
Edmundo,
get up. Yeah. It's time for work.
Here we go. Change. Do that again. Here we go. We're going to cut that down. Nice, clean one here. Change. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Edmundo, it's time to get up.
Nicely done. So there you go, Edmundo. There's a nice new alarm or voice. Actually, no, I guess it's alarm.
Do I open up that? What is that website where you can pay people, famous people, to read lines or whatever?
Oh, Cameo.
Cameo,
yeah. Shane just does a cameo for... all the Simpsons nerds out there of him just reading random things in his narration voice. That'd be pretty
cool. I think the Whose Line guys are actually on there.
Most of them are. I think I know Colin Mockery is. I don't think
Simpsons peeps on there.
Yeah, I think Nancy Cartwright is, I want to say. And so is Yeardley Smith. I believe Lisa is.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should pay them to intro the show.
I think I don't really want to give money to Nancy Cartwright, to be honest, just because she's a Scientologist.
Yes.
Yeah. So
she's got, well, she needs the money because, you know, they're probably taking most of it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeardley Smith is always, I've always heard, is very nice. That'd be pretty cool to have Lisa do that. Another shout out, though, to one of our friends, Sue David Hill, over in England. He's going through a tough time right now. Just lost his parents recently, both of them. And he's going through that. David, I know You're a longtime listener, so things will get better, my friend. This episode is dedicated to you and your parents. I know you said that they've kind of were not responsible, but they let you become a Simpsons fan growing up. And I know you're going through a tough time right now, so this one is for you. I just realized maybe not the best segue into this. I was going to talk about tombstones, but because this is the last Treehouse. I was going to talk about this is the Treehouse episode where they have the last of the tombstone gags.
I miss those.
It does come back.
It does come back. But, you know, as a kid, or an early teen, like I did recognize that, okay, where is this? Yeah.
They really give up here, because in the opening credits, there is one, I believe, just as amusing tombstone name. And so they were like, the writing staff just burnt out on coming up with the clever tombstone. So they just said, screw it. We're done with this. And this is the first Treehouse 2 that takes on you get right into the story. You come out of the credits and you get right into the shinning without any sort of wraparound story, which, I don't know, the wraparound stories are kind of nice. Like the one where Bart is dressed as Buddy from Clockwork Orange, and they have the whole story of telling stories.
It's not bad.
During Halloween, I kind of like that. I got a bone to pick, too, with TV Sins, because I remember not too long ago I was listening to some of their Treehouse breakdowns, and they were going on and on about how, these are called Treehouse of Horror, but only one actually takes place in the treehouse, and they have the name, but it wasn't actually called that. Like, have some consistency. It's like, give them a break. Come on. They didn't know in 1990 when they did their first Halloween episode that this was going to be a recurring thing called Treehouse of Horror. It just took on that name as things kind of go on.
True. Had they known they had to do one every year, they probably wouldn't have done the first one.
they probably wouldn't have, right? Especially because you have to come up with either an original story or some sort of clever parody that makes it worth doing, right? Because as we've seen there, sometimes they're like in the first one with some people love the Raven. I don't like, we didn't like it.
I respect the art. You know, it just wasn't very entertaining. It was definitely different. Yeah.
Bold gamble. Just for us personally, it didn't pay off, right? But we got the shitting here. We got Homer traveling back in time with the teachers eating the students. I always forget what the name is. Names of those last two are called. Solid, all three. There's a running gag that goes through the episode that is absolutely amazing. One of the best in a single episode running gag that you will find in The Simpsons. There's some fantastic one-liners. And I said to Shane, in this particular season, season six, two of my all-time favorite sound effects from The Simpsons are in this season, and one of them is in this episode. Do you know off the top, Shane? Do you know what I'm referring to?
Sound effect
for this? One of my top two sound effects are in this episode.
I don't.
It is in when Homer goes back in time. We'll get to it. I love
the toaster.
It's that story act, but it's not the toaster itself. It's something that happens when he goes back in time.
When he squished, not when he squished, when he squished.
When he squishes the fish, okay. The one that walks out. We'll have to pause that, because the sound effects department of The Simpsons, man, they were killing it in this season. Everything just matched up perfectly. This is also a particularly violent Treehouse, though. We see a lot of gore and guts. That was done on purpose. Again, it was the writing team just saying, like, you know, we're not dealing with, we're so big now, we can do what we want. We're not dealing with all this censorship crap. This is kind of like an FU to Fox again, and the censors saying, tone it down. And they're like, no, you know, it's cartoon. We can do the hell we want.
When did this episode, what month did this episode release? Do you have that open?
Yeah, this actually is one of the ones, there've only been two Treehouse that actually aired on Halloween. This was close, October 30th.
That's good. That's pretty good. Yeah,
that's really good timing. It wasn't for a few years later that the first Treehouse would air in November. I believe it was in the early 2000s, off the top of my head, that happened. So with all we've said so far about this episode, and you're probably already conjuring up images, especially when you say the shinning, is this a 10 right off the bat for you?
Yeah, it's a 10. I want nothing more. This is, you know, perfect Simpsons.
Yeah, That's a really good description of perfect Simpsons, because you and I have both watched this episode somewhat recently, because we both watched the Treehouses throughout October every year, right? And so what is it, 6 months?
As everyone should.
Yeah.
Great viewing.
5 months later. So this is sort of fresh in our minds, but I'm thoroughly looking forward to watching this again because I could watch this. I think I could watch this like once a week and be like, not get sick of it. Would you be the same?
It's really good back. Like if you've watched it enough, like I've probably seen it close to 20 times at this point.
Probably more than that. I'm going to say with the repeats, more. Probably like 30 or 40, I'd say.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. Enough that I've lost count. Yeah, which is a lot. And I never get bored of it, honestly. It's just always entertaining. I know what's going to happen. I know the gags, but yeah, it's always good. Always will be good. It's classic.
This is one of those things that I enjoyed as a kid. I'm also giving it a 10 because the stories were just great. And then as you get older and realize the parodies of like The Shining and stuff like that, or kind of making fun of the going back in time genre stuff, like there's always something new I find in these episodes that I didn't really realize before. Or it makes me laugh because I didn't really get it, or I just never really discovered it, if that makes sense. Like my mind was always focused on something else going into it. Like, for instance, the actual shinning and Bart's or Willie saying those words to Bart, and like those kind of take over your brain when you think about the episode. And then there's all sorts of stuff with like Burns and whatnot that will get you, or Grandpa. And I'm just realizing it now. One of my favorite Grandpa moments is at the beginning of this episode. So
that's a good one.
Lots of stuff to love here. It's a 10 for me going into it. I think it's going to be a 10 for both of us going out, but who knows? That's the whole point of why we do this. We'll see. But first, a word from our tasty, tasty, delicious sponsor.
Donuts, Simpsons, Simpsons donuts. It just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know what, Shane? It really does. And for the best donuts in the world, you got to check out Crave Donuts. They've got locations in Oshawa and Whitby, Ontario. And these Simpsons-loving donut bakers, they're creating some of the most delicious treats imaginable. They've got a year-round menu with the likes of a Cosmic Brownie Donut, a Churro Cruller. They've even got the Simpsons-inspired Pink Vanilla Sprinkle.
Yeah, and there's a rotating menu inspired by each season. In the fall, they've got apple pie, pumpkin spice cheesecake.
Doesn't that sound delicious? That sounds absolutely amazing. To top it all off, there's weekly specials. They've got some surprises each and every week, so keep an eye on that. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Check out their website, cravedonuts.com, as well as their Instagram for all the details. Trust us. If you're in the GTA, go hit up Crave, because you're going to end up with a belly full of goodness. It's probably going to cause you to make some sounds. Sound a little like this.
Donuts.
Nick and I, you know, before we play this episode, by the way, check out Crave Donuts. I know you just listened to their ad. I'm picking up a dozen today. I can't wait. Just a dozen assorted. I'm going to eat them and also share them with my neighbors who always enjoy it. Yeah. Can't wait. Especially the bacon one. I think the bacon one is my favorite.
That's maple bacon. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, it's really good. Although the Christmas tree, I don't know what the exact name is, but you know, around Christmas time they have like the Christmas tree donut.
Yeah, it's got like pudding or something, or it's like a I don't know what it is, but it's good.
Whatever it is, that's probably my second favorite. Might even be my favorite because it's not available all year round. They only do it around Christmas. So it's like it's a limited time. But anyways,
it's to you with the McRib or whatever it is. Mm, is to
all. Yes. Yeah. The Christmas Crave donut is my ribwich. Yes. besides the point, Nick and I were going through the DVD menu, setting up the episode. By the way, if you've ever curious how we do this, how Nick and I are not in the same room when we watch the episode, we are not cracking open Disney Plus. I have ripped my DVD collection of The Simpsons. I still physically have them, but just for the ease of use of playing them. So we still have the DVD menus and everything. So Nick and I were looking through this episode, and we had some interesting animations, didn't we, Nick?
Yeah, it was kind of weird because we get some animations that never actually happened in an episode. So we're on the first disc. It's still early in season 6, but the animations playing were alluding to the Who Killed Mr. Burns episode. You had Krusty with a pickaxe hitting into the ground, and then it follows up with Burns laughing evilly. Then you had Smithers walking drunk, which happens in the episode. And then it was Willie with a chainsaw, and he falls backward. Now, two of those things, that had to be fresh animation, because that didn't happen anytime in that episode or in the season. So it's kind of, and it's also weird that that was in the first disc and not toward the end. Like, it didn't have anything to do with any of the episodes here. unless you want to count Willie's involvement somehow, but he doesn't.
Yeah, unless the DVD was made well after they already produced, like, and maybe, yeah.
Well, yeah, the DVDs didn't come out until well, like, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So more than a decade, close to a decade after this episode actually came out. So maybe there was a mix-up or something, or they just really wanted to...
Still entertaining.
The whole box DVD, like, the box art, is Homer looking through the magnifying glass, right?
Yes, this is, like, the bobblehead that ruined everyone's time on their DVD shelves. Yeah,
they went all in on that episode, which they kind of did when it actually aired in the spring of 95. Yeah, just a weird thing, but let's get to the episode now.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, came out October 30th, 1994, as we said. And yeah, this is the last time it starts with Marge. I must warn you all that this year's Halloween show is very, very doing this. Scary. And those of you with young they just thought there was no point. Send them off to bed. Just get to the episode. It seems the show is so scary that Congress won't even let us show it. Instead, they've suggested the 1947 classic Glenn Ford movie 200 Miles to Oregon. That's kind of cool. It's something I always forget that they started like that. It's almost like something Family Guy would do.
I wonder how much they paid for that.
Oh, it was probably pretty cheap. Oh, it's this intro, right, with Bart's. I hated this intro. What's that, boy? We're in control? This part with Homer.
Yeah, as a kid, this was extremely entertaining.
See, I never found this entertaining. I thought this was good. Like, there's actually something else that a lot of people find really entertaining from this episode that I don't. I really didn't like this. I thought it just dragged too long. Half hour, we will control what you see and hear. You are about to experience the terror. I just didn't find it funny. Of the Simpsons Halloween special. So again, they don't refer to it again as Treehouse. It's still just the Halloween Special 5. It doesn't become Treehouse until much later.
I guess I never cared about that too much.
I didn't either, but TV sins, yeah. See, there's the amusing tombstones. Well, it just says R.I.P. Mo hanging, which is kind of grim. Patty and Selma burning. Guillotining random people.
This is all great.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. Zombie Simpsons family. Beautiful stuff. I think I prefer that to the tombstones. That was cool.
It was. Yeah, that was really good. And the
Shining. You know what's weird? I don't think I've ever actually seen the full Shining.
Oh, really? Because the sequel is actually not bad either.
The Doctor Sleep?
Yeah. Homer, did you remember to lock the front door of the house? No! I probably watched The Shining once every 2 years or so. Long trip, but we're finally almost there again. When you locked the front
door, did you remember to lock the back door? Don't! So good. You just waste 3 days. Brilliant. What about Grandpa?
But honestly, to be that close and have to turn all the way around, really annoying.
Twice, and then just we're not going back, Grandpa. Then Grandpa shows up later. It's a good callback. Sir, they're the new winter characters. Well, Animation Burns' his nose. It's like 12 times.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
What is going on there? This house has quite a long and colorful history. It was built on an ancient Indian burial ground and was the setting of satanic rituals, witch burnings, and 5 John Denver Christmas specials.
Nice.
Yeah. You know what I'm disappointed in? The last episode, was the last episode? It was right around the time when the Wonka experience happened in Scotland, and we never really ragged on that, of how... Or did we?
I feel like we've ragged on Scotland a few times.
Oh, I meant the Wonka thing. Get away, you little... Yeah, I guess that is a shortcut. Why the hell is Willy working there?
Yeah, is this supposed to be happening in the summer?
You wanna get sued? Nice.
What a great line. Your dad goes gaga. You just use
that shin of yours. The little things. When Willy says shin, the way that... Dan delivers a line.
So, what do you think Willie's doing between 4 and 5?
Getting greasy. I can ensure an honest winter's work out of those low lights. Sir, did you ever stop to think that? Oh, it is winter, right? That caused the previous caretakers to go insane and murder their families. Perhaps. Tell you what, we come back and everyone's slaughtered. I owe you a Coke.
Nice little red rum.
Yeah, the red rum. I always forget that Maggie does that. It's a,
yeah.
You really have to be paying attention to see that.
You do. You would not catch that on cable. No.
No, not in the first watch.
So funny.
What would be your two things if, you know, Burns is like, I'll take these two things away from Shane to drive him nuts? We're just going to have to wait and
see. That's the two things I want to change?
The two things that Burns would take it away from you to make you go crazy.
The internet and... They'd be much happier as ghosts. You don't look so happy. Oh, I'm happy. I'm very happy. Probably the internet and my TV, I guess. Now waste your family, I'll give you a beer. I'd get real bored. How about you?
Yeah, probably like video games and sports. Any sort of sport.
You can't play video games without a TV.
Can't play video, that's true. Feeling fine. Wow, that's a relief. So good.
Oh, so good.
What a great visual. I know we're saying that on a podcast, but you can't see it.
I love his intro so much.
Just I love it, yeah. Look at the way, like, his eyes, like, he's gone crazy and the yeah, hair his, forward,
yeah,
like, his Jack.
Two pieces of hair, yeah.
Yeah. Make Homer something, something. Go crazy? Don't mind if I do. All right, a lot of people like this part. I do not.
I find this part absolutely hilarious.
Oh, I know you love it.
This is like the thing that made me laugh for like a week. Oh, what that is. That's so funny to me.
There he goes down the stairs.
Especially that he knocks himself out. He's completely concussed. Yeah.
Even as a kid, I found it too goofy. I know it's supposed to be, like, that's the point. I never liked it.
Fair enough. But you've you've never watched the full Shining.
I know what happens.
Maybe you'd find this funnier if you did.
Maybe, but I love this montage where Homer is temporarily not insane because he's just gorging. And then all these weird-ass characters like the Wolfman and Freddy Krueger come out. And I love these. And there's Grandpa for some reason.
Hi, David. That I did not find as funny as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
That went
I
love over
the
my
animation.
Head.
Yeah. I just like the montage of him trying to. True. Who are the wanted posters of a Wiggles? You have Fat Tony, Sideshow Bob, and who the hell was the other guy? It almost kind of looked like Snake.
Did you want me to go back?
No. I honestly don't know who it was because it wasn't 100% Snake.
Fair. I love how Willie has like some sort of pinup of a Scottish woman.
and his little TV and
maybe that's what he's doing with Willie's time.
Maybe. Great. Marge has some really underrated lines here. Like I'll have to wait and see in the Scotch garden. It's good.
Yeah, there's some really good lines throughout. This part is this. I know all of them are like really, really tightly, like put together, but this just flies. Like it's already over.
It flows well though. Like I feel like they got everything in. From what I know about The Shining.
Fair.
I love this part. I love this part. The rising. It just catches you off guard.
I guess you don't really have to see The Shining, Nick. Like, it's not a very complicated story.
It kind of sums it up, right?
Like, pretty much.
Sort of. And this is basically the end, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Except at the end of the actual Shining, it's implied that he was always there because the painting has him in the painting, like an old one. And then a lot of people deep dived into the cinematography thinking that it was about debunking the moon landing. So that's interesting.
Yes, I have seen that. Yeah. You and the kids in our cozy home in this beautiful free country. It just makes me feel that I'm really a lucky guy. Dad, your hand is jammed in the toaster. See, I always wondered. Start an episode. That's so I always wondered, like, what are they doing? Like, what's Homer talking about? And then to have just to go to this, that's great.
Yeah.
And then somehow, yeah, here we go again.
That's so good. Now that's a huge misdirection joke for you right away.
Huge. Matt Groening wanted the Homer to travel back in time simply from that, but then they're like, "Nah, we can do better." And he just smucks it with a rock. That's fun. So I guess it's implied he stayed up all night doing this.
Yeah, he dedicated it.
Did you ever see that Goosebumps episode with Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling, whichever one? And they find that camera that predicts the future. The toaster looks like the camera.
I kind of remember that one. I only watched it once. I'm the first non-Brazilian person to travel back. Oh, damn.
Yeah, Peabody. Quiet, you. Great nonsense. That line actually is nonsense. Matt Groening, he wondered, what is that supposed to mean? Is that in reference to something? It's not. It's just nonsense.
It's just nonsense. I was 100%. Thinking to myself, what Brazilian went back in
the day? Who are they talking about? They're not talking about anything. It's just nonsense. Again, dinosaurs really popular this time. I'm telling this to my daughter on her wedding day.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Why would you describe it?
Yeah, the fact that he doesn't just squish the.
You go squish now.
He yells, "You go squish now."
That's supposed to be. No, Giant Sloths were actually way bigger than that.
Yeah. He just shrugs. Oh. Yeah, there's the tiki head thing.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, tiki head is in there.
It's green, though. I guess that is. Maybe it's just the change of the times. This is great. It's kind of like 1984 a little bit.
Absolutely. Sort of. Which is now a banned book.
Is it really?
Yeah, recently. In whatever, states? Everything's on the internet. Yeah, I think states, yeah. Whatever.
Sounds like a
people can
thing.
Read whatever they want now. They can literally, it's everywhere.
A great story.
This would be a terrible future, though. This is actually legitimately terrible.
I think it takes the whole house. Doesn't take them. Just takes their house.
Yeah,
this is actually when you're a kid, it seems kind of goofy, but this is actually really scary.
Yeah, living... That's a good guy. Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Oh, I love the look on Moe's face. 1,000-yard stare.
Curious as to why Moe doesn't have a uniform.
Yeah, why is Moe still dressed as bartender Moe? This makes sense. I never thought about that.
I love how they give them the piece of brain afterwards.
Yeah, in a little jar. Another great misdirection coming up here.
Of course there's hounds.
Mr. Burns' hound, specifically, the same type. I have an idea. These wieners will give me the
quick energy I need to escape. What a misdirect. That's a good so joke. Good.
That's one of the ones that went over my head as a kid. So I was like, wait, why didn't he just throw them to the dog? I was like, oh, that's a joke. Here we go.
Killed that fish.
Go back.
Yep.
The sound, it gets me every time. It's like... It gets me every time, man. Let's just listen to this. It gets me every... I can watch that on a loop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because it's
It sounds so alive and funny at the same time.
It sounds like it's an agony, like the fish is really, he's like, ugh! And then there's the whoopee cushion sound underneath it mixed together in a perfect way that just sounds like he just got smushed.
There is that theory that we came from fish.
Exactly. Whoever is the sound guy for the really give that man $10,000. Yeah.
This is good line. Because, yeah, this is actually something that would happen.
That would happen,
they
would
have
yeah. Disease,
they would have
yeah.
no antibodies for a cold from our time. Yeah.
No! I mean, hey.
Good morning, Father dear. Hope you're well. Are we taking the new Lexus to Aunt Patty and Selma's funeral today?
Fabulous house, well-behaved kids, sisters-in-law dead, luxury sedan. Woohoo! I hit the jackpot! Marge dear, would you kindly pass me a donut?
Donut? What's a donut?
So in this universe, because now it starts raining donuts.
Yeah.
Do they is donuts water to them?
That's a really good point. Oh, I love this.
I can get you home, but you have to do exactly as I.
Yes, nonsense. And there's James Earl Jones.
Yeah,
dude,
you gotta get him in there.
Oh, I love when Homer has a club
smash
for
smash it all. Now, this is what Homer would have done, I think, earlier, because like he enjoys smashing that weather.
Yeah, it's kind of the same look, club looking thing. We got the Flintstones house and McDonald's. They're
underwater.
That's
basically SpongeBob before SpongeBob.
Bart is the pyramid. Man, this is good. Even that little gag was fantastic of all the different houses. I didn't even hear with Can Coda. She's like, where is this going? Why are they laughing for so long?
Said to
and
put them in there.
They turn into Peabody. Nice little callback within the own story arc here.
Good morning, dear.
What's my name? What color is this guy? What up, donut? What? For the love of God, tell me!
The sky is blue. Donuts are plentiful. Friday is TGIF night on ABC. What's gotten into you?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's just eat.
I was trying to find it that they had like forks and stuff laid out next to the food if they have those tongues.
Right. Yeah. Why would they need forks if they have retractable tongues? Yeah.
Yeah. And Homer doesn't. They're just like, oh, whatever. Nightmare cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of scared me because I was like,
it's yeah, this same. Happened?
Yeah.
Well, I think because it's real, right? Because like everyone was going, like you were in school at the time, right?
And it's not so based on relatable. A movie or anything. Yeah.
All right, backwards boy. Back your butt down to detention.
How did Bart not know the?
Over here, the detention room is dangerously overcrowded, so you'll be serving.
Nobody else turn their desk around.
Yes. Before you made that paper airplane. This overcrowding in detention is becoming critical. It's a powder keg waiting to go.
Is that Nelson? No, sorry. Is
no,
that?
No, it's one of his Goonies. Both of them. One of the Goonies is in the detention room. The other one's at the table beside Bart and Jimbo.
Grade F meat.
Mostly circus animals, some filler.
That's so mean.
Oh no, my favorite outfit.
Jimbo, this is by far the worst.
It's such a strange when you think about it. Like the kid had juices spill
like
over
off his clothes too.
Yeah, no, it's right off his skin.
Yeah.
It's really good too because it's just a picture of a kitchen door, but you can visualize.
True,
what's
imagination runs wild.
Yeah,
yeah,
really does.
Young and impudent. Seymour, what's with the good grab?
Well, perhaps I ought to let you folks in on a secret. You remember me telling Jimbo Jones that I'd make something of him one day?
Are you saying you killed Jimbo, processed his carcass, and served him for lunch?
It's good too. The teacher's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. We're just eating people.
I wonder where Jimbo is today. He should have beaten us up for our lunch money an hour ago.
Hooter!
Do you still have another sloppy Jimbo? How's his school night?
Y'all.
Well, that's your third helping, young man. It's making you fat and soft and tender.
The look that Hooter gives Skinner is the look that my basset hounds give me when they want more food.
Thing is, if they love the Jimbo meat so much, why would they serve it to the children? Keep it to themselves.
Yeah, I guess so. Why do the kids need? That's true. It's a good point. And like, just because they eat Uter, how do they have food?
Yeah, you can just keep giving them the grade F meat.
Yeah, because like, why are they giving the kids chocolate cake and sauerkraut? It look like there.
You might even say we just ate Uter and he's in our stomachs right now.
It's really disturbing, especially when you're a kid.
Yeah, this scared me because I was like, oh crap.
And the fact that their mom does nothing.
Yeah, this is Marge kind of takes some weird, like her behavior in this episode. I know it's a Halloween episode, but like saying, you know, you're 8 and 10, I can't fight for you. And then earlier, we'll see if Homer kills us. That's parenting.
Oh, yeah. That's good parenting right there.
That's a good bit coming up. Yeah. Especially, Krabappel's gained like 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't based off of a movie, right? Or a show?
If it is, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it is. Detention. Even though Wendell was already in detention.
True.
Yeah, we saw him earlier. Oh, Ralph's wearing a white shirt.
Nothing like a good cookbook gag.
Yeah. That's the second time in the first five... treehouses that you get a cookbook gag.
Yeah, a nice callback.
Poor Martin.
Easy there, young man. You'll only make yourself tired and stringy. Now to check on the free-range children.
I love that, the free-range children. And they're just kind of slowly moving around in random circles. That scared me. Lunch lady.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, with the blood. Oh, poor Willie.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Good old Willie.
I like how Willie didn't try that until now. Like, he's waited till there's like three kids.
True, yeah. He's just been waiting for his moment.
Hey, wait. What happened to Ralph? Because he was with them.
Now
it's just the three of them.
That's true.
It's just Bart, Lisa, and Milhouse. Into this giant blender.
Oh, yeah. This definitely freaked me out as a kid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially when Milhouse goes over here. There he goes. Nevertheless, I remain confident that something will come along and save the two Simpson children. This is one of those only a dream things that it actually works. Like, because you really can't write yourself out of that.
No.
Such a good ending. It's like, how do we end this episode? Turn the midside out.
I'm pretty sure I asked my dad, like, wait, if there was like some sort of deadly thing outside, we wouldn't be safe inside. He's like, well, no, nothing is like perfectly air sealed.
And then they just do this montage. I like the little blood splatter around. It looks like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, a little bit of a blood splatter. And then the dog starts attacking Bart there.
No, he gets Willie, doesn't he?
Is it Willie? Oh, I thought it was Bart.
A completely original song, too, with this deadly fog. What a great episode.
Yeah, he does get Bart.
Oh, you're right.
Well, actually, we don't know yet.
Wait, no. I thought he gets Willie.
There you go. I think he drags him off, if I recall.
One of them gets dragged off. Yeah, it is Bart. I thought it was Willie. I don't know why. I should have known it was Bart because they say it. The dog's eyeing Bart's
true.
Intestine
oh
in
man,
the
that's
song.
Pretty graphic.
It is, yeah. Really gory episode. The goriest of all the trios is for sure. But
great episode,
man. All three stories in this one—they flow perfectly. They're a lot of fun. Great gags in each. The running gag throughout with Willie getting the axe in the back. Like everything you want from a Simpsons episode, despite it being a Halloween episode.
Yep.
And chop into three Barts into three different sections. You get it. You get it with this episode, and two of the three stories are pretty well originals. They're not really based on something specifically. So like this is just great. We had a lot of fun here. I can watch this episode, like I said, weekly, and I don't think I'd ever get tired of it because there's just so much
to
talk about it. Still good. Still 10 good. For me. It gets a 10. 10 for you?
10. Yeah.
Yeah. 10. That's our second 10 of the season. Unanimous 10. We did so too with Itchy and Scratchy Land just two episodes ago, and I think we're gonna have another one two episodes from now with Lisa on Ice. Like season 6 doesn't get enough love for how good it really is. Everyone
it's
talks
good.
About 4. Like it's really, really good. Like we had the clip show, but other than that,
yeah, clip show was yeah.
It's been what a start to the season. Best gag though, Shane. What are you going with? Lots of options to choose from.
Well, I think just for nostalgia's sake and to be true to my younger self, I'm going to have to go with Homer in The Shining when he's got the, you know, he's asking Marge to take, you know, give him the bat. And then he looks at his own reflection and he falls down the steps and knocks himself unconscious. That one always gets me. There's a lot of gags, though, throughout all three of these that are fantastic.
There are.
I'll choose that one.
You still find that funny to this day? You still like
it? Yeah, it's still funny to me. Yeah, physical humor. As well as, yeah, basically, yeah, physically, the way he, what he does with his face, as well as how he falls down the stairs, and that he's, you know, the next scene is that Marge is literally just carrying him into the ice box because he knocked himself out. It's funny to me. Yeah.
I got to go with Homer exploding the fish when he sits on the fish.
Of course. Yeah.
Man, it makes me giggle like that every single time I see it. And when something makes you laugh like that every single time, you know it's good. And the thing is, it's nothing crazy. He's just, you know, he sits on a fish. It's the sound effect that makes it. The agony, the combo agony of the fish guy with the actual sound of him, like a whoopee cushion kind of quickly exploding. It gets me every time because it is the perfect sound effect to match up with what you were seeing on the screen. Absolutely brilliant sound effects guy. Give that man $1 million right now because it's just friggin' brilliant. Absolutely. It's one of my all-time two favorite sound effects. The other one we get later on in the season, in a few episodes from now. And if you know season 6, the episodes, you probably know what it's going to be. Yeah. But the king of all, well, this is kind of 1 and 1A for me, but the other one's probably number one. Yeah. 10, lots of great gags. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastic. So
what of the three were your favorite?
Yeah, the three, that's right. That's right. Yeah. What story? I'm going to have to go with Time and Punishment. I love the things that we get in that episode, because we get like a bunch of things, the misdirect with the toaster, the different places that Homer goes to with Flanders taking over, and the non-donut land, the quick montage we get of all the different houses, and then the ending of it too, which she kind of just settles for. And even the parts when he's back in like the Jurassic period are fantastic too. The animations, the sounds and everything, how he, or what he does when he's back in time. Love it. That's my favorite. What about yourself?
Well, no surprise. It's The Shining.
Yeah, I figured it's going to be The Shining. Yeah, I had a feeling we're going to be different, especially because I know how near and dear that you know, Give Me the Bat is to you.
Plus, so, I honestly like The Shining, like, as a movie.
I'm going to have to give it a watch because everyone says it's really good. I've heard it's good. I have no reason why I haven't.
It's probably dry by today's taste, though, in terms of, like, what horror has done in the last, like, 5 years in terms of... But it's still good. And I recommend, honestly, if you like, let's say you watch The Shining and you give it like a 6.8, give Dr. Sleep a chance, because I feel like that would be like a 7.5. I feel like it turns it up a bit.
Yeah, I've heard everyone say, who's seen both, say, oh, you know, Dr. Sleep, it's worthy of, you know, a watch as well. So give that one a watch too. But I must do that. But one thing I must do right now is turn it over to Shane so we can do plug time. The mighty, mighty plug time.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, Simpsons_EB. We, you know, gave a shout out to a couple of our listeners at the start of the episode. That could be you. You know, reach out to us. We love reading, you know, people's feedback or, you know, just how you're doing. Love it. Be mentioned on the show. And Nick posts all sorts of fun stuff on Twitter. In the description, there is a link for Crave Donuts, which are our lovely sponsor, delicious sponsor, I should say. They have two locations, one in Whippy and one in Oshawa. The Oshawa location plays Simpsons all day. Yeah, which is a great addition, I might add. Really good stuff. They have great donuts, great portions, and their menu is constantly evolving, so you're never going to get bored. So definitely check them out if you're in the area. And then there's another link in the description called Buy Me a Coffee. If you feel like donating some money to, you know, Nick and I to better the show with equipment or whatever, throw us a couple bucks. We'll put it to good use. Maybe we'll just buy more donuts. We'll see. And if you're on Spotify, which most of you are, and on your phone, which again, most of you are, if you could go to our page, follow us, as well as give us a rating, that'd be great.
Look at that. Shane, he's such a pro. He does it every time so well. But yeah, go check out Crave too, because the week of week after this one comes out, the week of whatever March 21st is, their spring menu is coming out. So be sure to give them a look over their menu and give them a try. If you haven't, I don't know why you haven't, even if you live in England or Australia, just get them to mail you. It'll still be pretty good.
Shout out to Ireland, by the way. They just cracked our top four.
Yeah. Week.
Yeah. Yes. Came out of nowhere.
The Irish love their Simpsons. The Irish the British, the Scottish, and the Aussies love their Simpsons, and Argentina as well too. Big Simpsons fans. So shout out to all of the above or below, I guess, whatever it is I just listed. So my challenge to you, Shane, I don't know if you guys listened to Sideshow Bob Roberts, but the end of it, go listen to it, because Shane, he belts out some tunes, and he does it well. If you want to hear Shane sing Dr. Zenith.
Have you guys been putting me to work the last three episodes?
Oh, yeah. Give me something from, because the episode ends here with a musical. Give me your favorite song from a clip, a snippet, whatever it is, from your favorite musical. I don't think I've ever asked you about musicals before. We don't really talk much about musicals.
Oh, just any musical in general.
Any musical, whatever you're feeling. Give me a clip or something from that, and we'll see what Shane plays us out with. We will catch you next time for Bart's Girlfriend, which is one that I wasn't too fond of when I was younger. It was okay, but
yeah.
We'll see how we feel about it, watching it, you know, 20-some, 30, whatever, I can't do math, years later. But for now, let's see what Shane plays us out with. We'll catch you next week.
All right, and now, dancing to the song I've Got Something in My Front Pocket for You, here is Colorado State Champion Leopold Butters Stotch.
I've got something in my front pocket for you. Why don't you reach on in my pocket and see what it is? They'll grab onto it just for you. Give a little squeeze and say, how do you do? There's something in my front pocket. There's something in my front pocket. There's something in my front pocket.